behind the Lux experiment, there are several million dollars, plus several years of heavy brain power, also some 2 million emails of correspondence, and 6 million vertical feet of travel up and down the mineshaft. In the end, the goal is to find dark matter, also sometimes called a WIMP signal. It's not a claim researchers want to make willy-nilly.
Because if you're going to claim discovery of a WIMP signal, you have to be damn sure that you're not just simply measuring some kind of background that you just failed to understand adequately.
Dr. Richard Gateskull is among those leading the Lux experiment. One reason the hunt for dark matter is so difficult is there's all sorts of other stuff in the way, more or less clouding the picture. Cosmic rays, neutrinos beaming in from the sun, and general background radiation can all make the dark matter particles difficult to detect. So scientists put dark matter detectors like the Lux experiment deep underground in places more shielded from all that outside interference. Gateskull says the design of Lux and the careful steps taken to reduce outside radiation are proving beneficial, especially for the next run of the detector slated in the coming year.
We may have got a negative result, a very sort of comprehensive negative result in this preliminary run, but our level of sensitivity will be so much greater in the subsequent running that we can make a discovery. Lux, it's an incredibly exciting time to be on Lux right now.
The Lux experiment could be crudely described as a tank of liquid xenon. Xenon cooled to a liquid is thought to be dense enough to interact with dark matter particles that scientists believe are flying through the universe all the time. The trouble is, dark matter is so small, and it so rarely interacts with anything that it's very hard to detect. While the Lux experiment hasn't come back with direct evidence of dark matter in this run, Gateskull says the findings are still significant and exciting, in part because they contradict earlier claims made in other experiments.
Over the last couple of years, people have been claiming detection of low-mass WIMPs. We see absolutely no sign of any signal from low-mass WIMPs whatsoever, and we are 20 times more sensitive than the other experiments, which means the other experiments cannot be seeing signal.
The Lux experiment is a big deal in the world of physics. The announcement drew enough global traffic to crash the Sanford Lab's website. Scientists around the world listened to the Lux announcement as it was webcast.
This physics item is among the most important physics items in of the moment. I mean, consider that dark matter could explain 25% of what we see in the universe, of the energy that we see in the universe.
Dr. Marcelo Messina is a research scientist with the Xenon 100 experiment in Gran Sasso, Italy. It's a direct competitor, racing against Lux in trying to prove the existence of dark matter. Messina says the results from Lux are what many expected. Still, the results mean the race for dark matter is heating up, and in this race, bigger is better. Messina's team has started construction on a detector even bigger than the current version of Lux. It's called the Xenon 1 Ton.
I mean, good luck for your experiment, and the challenge continues.
Back at the Sanford Lab, the researchers backing Lux have an announcement of their own. They, too, are planning a bigger detector after the current version of Lux runs its course. Dr. Tom Schutt with Case Western University says scientists are seeking grant funding for this next phase. But there is no guarantee for that funding. Schutt says there's lots of dark matter experiments underway around the world right now, and competition for limited research money in the United States is fierce.
This is, I guess, a NASA term, down select. And so that means there's a bunch of us that go into the gunfight, and then some people are selected and some people are down-selected. And we want to be selected.
If the effort to land funding is like a gunfight, those in South Dakota who want to see research at the Sanford Lab survive hope the Lux experiment goes in with a six-shooter in each hand and a shotgun slung across its back. Researchers like Rick Gateskull are confident that the results shown this week will help secure future funding for this experiment.
We have just announced a world-class result. The only way that happens is if you're running a world-class laboratory. This laboratory is obviously going from strength to strength, and the introduction of a larger detector is something that we're looking forward to doing here at Sanford Lab.
If the hunt for dark matter was easy, it would have been over a long time ago. There is a chance that the elusive particle will mean ongoing science in the Homestake Mine for many more years to come. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.